which faith in the scripture is Prabhupada's presented, and those who live with Prabhupada, they say, Prabhupada, when you are speaking about Krishna, he was speaking as if he was seeing before Krishna. As if he had just talked with Krishna, and he's just giving that information like Brahma, when he heard Krishna, and then he told the demigods, now you appear. So Prabhupada, when he was speaking, he has that faith. He has that faith in the words of Bhagavatam. He has a faith in holy name. And that was Hare Krishna. We all are remembering. Yeah?
What I find is for myself, I find it easier to have faith in my Guru Maharaj than sort of in Krishna. I see him, I see what he's doing, I talk to him, I see how he's acting, how he's working very hard. That becomes very inspiring. I'm thinking there must be something, because he's a sensible person, you know. I find more.
We can only have faith in the presence of Krishna when we have faith in those who have faith in Krishna. Once in England, one of the senior disciples at that time in England was saying, you can chant the Queen Elizabeth, but after an hour you will chant, let it go hell. And you cannot continue that. We are chanting Hare Krishna for years and years, so we never said we are really disgusted. Is anybody disgusted by chanting Hare Krishna? We may not be able to chant, but is anybody really disgusted by chanting Hare Krishna? We are fed up of chanting Hare Krishna? Never. Yes. Krishna has appeared in Kalyu in his holy name. Kali Kare Nama Rupet Krishna Avatar. And this holy name, when we chant purely, Krishna is within this holy name. It is all forms, leelas, everything is in holy name. Like seed has the whole tree. You can't see it. Is it right? Seed has a whole tree and many more seeds. But we can't see it. Similarly, this holy name has Krishna, but we can't see. It has all a spiritual world, but we cannot see. There's a process. If you sow the seed in the right field, you give the water, you give the light, then in due course of time the seed will manifest in it. And all the fruits. That's what the whole process is. Seed of devotional service is given by spiritual master. Seed of devotional. Bhakti Lata Bheed. This is a topic for you to digest sometime in your lifetime. What is the seed of devotional people? Rules and regulation of devotional service is the seed of devotional service. Faith is the seed of devotional kripa. Faith in the process of devotional service is the seed of devotional kripa. When you read in Chaitanya Chaitanya, what is the seed of devotional service? Go and read, you will find it. It's not the holy name which is the seed. Holy name is Krishna. How can it be the seed of devotional kripa? It's Krishna himself. The seed is the bona fide rules and regulation of devotional service given by spiritual master. That is the seed of devotional service. So, charity. and always there will be doubts. And we have to have a constant inquiry and for advancement. Doubts in understanding Shastra. Shastra is true, but I am not able to understand. That's my doubt. Yes, you
are. I have this problem. So I understand all this. You know that anyone who is Radha Kund, at least even once, will get the Shastra. Now, we don't see this.
It's very difficult to get anyone who chant words Hare Krishna. All the sins of many million times are burned into ashes. This is the scripture injection. Ajahn said, Narayan and all sins burn. It means after chanting Narayan, he has not committed any more sin. That's the rule, the scripture rule. If you chant Narayan and again you commit sin, then the new thing, but then by only chanting once everything is fine. By taking part in Radha Kund, you get a Krishna prayer.
Every single Ekadashi of the Mahatmya, unlimited.
It's very, such statements are very difficult to digest and to really have a firm conviction that it works. What do you think?
Page
12. That's with proper consciousness. Not as a leg for your luxury. When first time some devotees went and they were swimming in Radha Kund, the purpose is not for your enjoyment. So Radha Krishna's enjoyment. The Guruji don't take part in Radha Kund. He said, in that context, don't take part. Because you are not in proper consciousness to take part in Radha Kund. But Raghunath Das Goswami, by sitting at the bank of Radha Kund, has the Krishna prem. He has a Krishna prem by sitting there simply. Going down to the Radha Kund, he has a Krishna prem. So these states are there. Let us further progress our march to finish the chapter 4 and start chapter 5. So the verse we have to go is verse 41. In verse 41 is the advice. Yoga sanyas, say Vishri, yoga sanyas karma jnana sanchan sanchan atman karmani devatan ki yoga sanyas karmana. By devotional yogi here, Prabhupada translated, Nishkam Karam Yoga, which is equal and eminent to devotional service. Yoga means by devotional service. In Karam Yoga. Can you see the word Karam Yoga? By devotional service in Karam Yoga. Which means Nishkam Karam Yoga. Sanyasta Karmanam. Sanyas means to renounce, give up. Karmanam, the results are the fruits of the karma. By devotional, by nishkam karma, you give up the fruits of devotional, fruit of the results are fruits of the karma. And then what will happen? When you dare do that, then you will get jnana. So how jnana comes? Rajana knowledge comes by rendering selfless, dutiful karma. Nishkam karma leads to jnana. This first line means Nishkam karma yoga. Second line says leads to jnana. And that jnana will lead to sanchan sanchaya. By that jnana, all doubts are cut to pieces. So by activity, by action, by work in devotion, we will develop transcendental knowledge. With that knowledge, all the doubts will be cut into pieces. Okay? And then, Atmavantam. Now, you are situated in your self, which means you are in your Swarup, which means you know that I am Nitya Krishna Das. Now my position is I am eternal servant of Krishna. And then, na karmani, then you do whatever work, you will never be bound. Is it okay? You do prescribed duties under the direction of the spiritual master as selfless work, what is called Nishkam Karma Yoga. That will unify the mind. And then knowledge will reveal. That knowledge will cut the all doubts. And then you know you are the Nitya Krishna Das. You will be situated in the self. This means you will be in your Swarup. And then you will work, but there will be no bondage. Is it clear? The verse is clear? So is it? Okay? So the link is Nishkama Karma Yoga, work in devotion, transcendental knowledge, doubts, cut, realizing one's self, and then all the activities never bind us. Even if we do all the work, that will never bind us. Is it okay? Here is a translation. Therefore, means now the conclusion of all the transcendental knowledge. The conclusion is, Raja, you can let you read this. Therefore, doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance.
We are reading different words.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay. Read 41. There's one line in the purport, can you see? By the grace of transcendental knowledge. Can you see by the grace of transcendental knowledge? This is His divine grace. Can you see it? By the grace of transcendental knowledge. Doubts by the grace of transcendental knowledge. It appears transcendental knowledge is also a person. Transcendental knowledge is a person. The grace of transcendental knowledge. Jnana ki kripa se. Kya is that? But please. Everything is spiritual in the person. Suggestion is again, Gita, what is Gita actually? You know what Gita language comes? Yoga Shastra. It is Yoga Shastra. It's the Brahma Vidya. But it's a person. It will bless by its grace. By the grace of transcendental knowledge, doubts will be destroyed. Tasma, now Krishna is giving order to Arjuna. After imparting transcendental knowledge by Nishkam Karma Yoga, Nishkam Karma Yoga to transcendental knowledge, now Krishna is advising Arjuna something. Tasmad Ajnana Sambhutam Yajnana Jnana Vasinatmana Chitadvainam Sankyam Yogam Adishto Chishabharata. Tasmad, therefore, Ajnana sambhutam, whatever arising from ignorance. What is ignorance of Arjuna? Bodily relationship. Not soul, taking body everything. That was Arjuna's ignorance. Here this time, it is within the heart. This heart not in the heart. There's a not in the heart, everybody. What is that knot in the heart? You know in Bhagavatam there is a knot in the heart? First knot in the heart is soul and body to false ego is the first knot, which is the reason the body, the soul has accepted body. This is the knot. First is the Zed Nadi. My own experience of exemplifying it is, you have seen the tractor and trolley? It's all the tractor which has a force to carry, but the trolley is actually loaded. Trolley has nothing. Simply, it is the, but that's the only hook that carries the trolley. So soul is doing everything, the body is the trolley. And the false ego is anger, which is carrying the whole trolley unnecessarily. That is my realization about what is this life. You just under the trolley, leave the trolley, let the tractor enjoy. Why do you carry the soul to the soul? That knot needs to be cut. But this, when this knot is there, then everything which is related to this body becomes a knot over knot. And when knots over knot, even in your hairs, then there is no way to untie, there is only way to cut. So Krishna is saying, cut it. There's no way to untie. It's not possible. You have to cut it. So that is the first knot. Okay? So Arjun, you have ignorance because of bodily concept. That is a knot in the heart. Now, jnana. Asina. Here asina means weapon, by the weapon of knowledge, by the weapon of knowledge. Now use the weapon of knowledge. Shiddhatu, then cut it. Cut that knot. In chapter 15, Krishna will again say, Asanga Shastrena Dhrena Chitva. By the detached, by knowledge you will develop detachment. And by that you cut this knot. So this knot, you cut this knot by the weapon of knowledge. Gyan asina. Gyan asina means by the knowledge of, by the weapon of knowledge. And then what should you do? I should take rest? No. Stand and fight. Stand and fight. So now read the translation. Radha Pati. Very loud.
Is there a part of the doubt to have a rising in your heart?
Armed with yoga and fight. Which yoga? Nishkama Karma Yoga. Armed with Nishkama Karma Yoga, which is Sanatan. This Nishkama Karma Yoga means service. That is Sanatan. Some are called this yoga is called Sanatan Yoga. First line of the purport. See the first line of the purport? The yoga system in this instrument, in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga, or the eternal activities performed by the living entity. So armed with yoga and fight. If there is no translation written like this, can you translate, can you speak on this verse now, by seeing the words? Actually, in Bhakti Shastri, you are expected to look, tasmat, therefore, agyan, ignorance. Sambhutam varna, hirtasitam within the heart, jnana nale ishna vipan, atmana with self, chitva cut, enam this, sanksham doubt, yogam by the bhakti yoga, atishto tishta, Bharata. If you meditate, then what you do first, what will happen next? Then bhakti, Vishnu Chakravarti asks question. So what will the knowledge, what is the agyan? What is that agyan? Agyan is, what is that ignorance? Ignorance of bodily consciousness. And the extended body of the consciousness of the relatives. And how that, where is that? Within the heart. In the form of moho. Moho means attachment. Which is illusionary. Then you get this transcendental knowledge. And this knowledge, by this knowledge you cut that attachment. And then stand and pray. In the last chapter, Arjuna will say, what will he say? Nashto moho. You will say, my ignorance and illusion is nashto. It's completely, nashto means destroyed. No traces left. Then what he will say? Nashto smurti labdhva. Smurti means remembrance. Labdhva means now I am again, regain my remembrance. What is your regret, your remembrance? I am your servant, I am here to follow you. I am not anybody else, I am a servant. This is my Nitya Das, Nitya Krishna Das, this is my remembrance. I came back into my soul. Achyuta, by your mercy. Nashto moho smriti labdhva tava prasadana achyuta. Tava means your, prasad means mercy. By your mercy, Krishna, my illusion is gone, finished, and I am situated in my remembrance that I am your eternal servant.
Karishya vachanantam, now I will do whatever you say.
And then what did Krishna say? Stand, fight. And he started fighting. That's what, when he said, Karishyata Vachanam, then Krishna said, oh, stand and fight.
Same thing.
But he's not fighting here. Still he has many doubts. So you see the word-to-word meaning Prabhupada has written, and then meditate for a while. And then make in your mind some link between the words. Don't just read and go. Then you will have taste for the scripture. Then you will develop taste, aruchi. How beautiful it is. How everything is meant. That's what. In previous you have seen what Prabhupada has said. Can you read one line in preface? When this book was first published, the original manuscript was unfortunately cut short to less than 400 pages without illustration and without explanation for most of the original verses. In all my other books, Srimad Bhagavatam, the system is that I give original verse, its English translation, word for word, Sanskrit, English, equivalent, translation and proper. This makes the book very authentic and scholarly, and makes the meaning self-evident. It was not I was not very happy, therefore, when I had to minimize my original manuscript, but later on, when the demand for Bhagavad Gita as it is considerably increased, I was requested by my scholars, many scholars and devotees to present the book in its original form. Thus the present and form of the original manuscript of this great book for the knowledge with all, with full purpose for expression in order to establish Krishna consciousness more soundly and progressively. Our Krishna's movement is genuine, historically authorized, natural, and transcendental due to its being based on Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada wanted that we should meditate, which he has put so much energy in giving word to word equivalent in English. And if you, at least I'm saying this is what Mahaprabhu says, Bhart Bhumi Te Janam Lai Laya. Those who have taken, they are fortunate because 90%, at least 70% words you know in your own language. This is at least those who have Indian background, they can understand a gyapa. Because it's a normal language. It's a normal word for them. 80% meaning you know if you meditate. Now the meaning is, therefore stand and fight. Now in this purport, Prabhupada has a lengthy purport summarizing the whole chapter. Prabhupada is summarizing the whole chapter in this verse. And he's classifying the sacrifices into two, and then each one into further two. This everything is self-explanatory actually. Yoga system instructed in this chapter is called verse proper. Read the first one. Sanatana Yoga, okay? This yoga has two divisions. What are these two divisions? Sacrificial division. One is called sacrificial actions. One is called sacrifice of sumber. This sacrificial division is again two. What are these two? Sacrifice of one's material possession, and other is called the knowledge of the self. What is pure spiritual activity? And then you go a little down fifth line, we come to spiritual activity, we find that they are also divided into two. Namely, what are these two? Understanding one's own self. And number two, the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. These two divisions of spiritual knowledge we can understand by following Bhagavad Gita. This is a part of the transcendental activities of Lord Krishna's given by the first 10 verses. And then, Prabhupada is then heaven here. One who does not understand the instruction of Gita is faithless. And is to be considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the God. One who cannot understand the real nature of God as eternal, blissful, all-knowing Krishna is certainly a fool number one. Is this a fool number one you can find? The one who is not there. Hey, everybody is full number one because nobody is believing Krishna as all pervading. That's what Prabhupada is good. Now, this is very, for you preachers, this is very important. You are going to be future preachers. See the light. Ignorance can be removed by gradual acceptance of principle of Krishna consciousness. Okay? Next. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices to demigods. You all will be allowed. Hey, we always condemn those people. Take here more soberly. Krishna consciousness can be awakened by sacrifice, type of the sacrifices to the demigods, sacrifices to the Brahman, sacrifices in celibacy, in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing mystic yoga and penance, in foregoing material possessions, and instilling the Vedas, and in the partaking of the social issues called Varnashram. Prabhupada has given a big list. All these gradually lead to Krishna consciousness.
That can be
for initial faith. At least they have faith in Vedas, therefore they are doing some sacrifices to demigods. And Guruji Prabhu has in chapter 3, he has given a lot how these can advance actually. We never disrespect demigod. We see the demigod worship as not intelligent people. Less intelligent people worship demigods. But demigods are not to be disrespected or disregarded. They are the parts of the different parts of the limb of this body of Supreme Lord. The nice purpose is Bhagavatam, first chapter by Prabhupada. Mature Brahman preacher never disrespected any demigod, even costly, like what Kali or Deva. Never respect, disrespect. Why? Because they are the different limbs of the part of the body. Though we don't worship. So even those who are worshipping, they should not be disturbed. But the more advice should be given when they are visiting. And so this is techniques of preaching. Most of the time we preach so bluntly that
We go to their temple and smell and, you know, and tell them something that they don't like us anymore, come to their temple. I've seen this. So we should see what Prabhupada has written here has some very, very deep understanding. Because they are not based on regular reaction. But within all these important factors, in all of these different sacrifices, the important factor is finding the purpose. Self-realization is the important factor. And one who seeks that object is the real student of Bhagavad Gita. And one who doubts the authority of Krishna falls there. Therefore, they should understand Gita under the bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. Okay, here we end chapter 4 and we'll go for chapter 5. So Prabhupada is looking at you. You should be ready to receive the further. Hare Krishna. So name of the third chapter is? Sorry, lesson 3. So what, when you say something?
This is the
basically, ignorance of this first thing of this body and soul are separate. This is the first ignorance considering the body and soul one. We are not this body, we are soul. And anything which is related to the body is also temporary, but soul is permanent. So this is the whole first, second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is ignorance. But one simple thing which is my realization I used to share always. Our natural propensity is love. That is only meant for Krishna. Love means to repose everything in one. Love is only meant for Krishna. Love Krishna. Maintain your relationship with all relatives. The other word is, love is called pyar. And relationship is called vyavahar. You keep, maintain your relationship with the worldly relatives, but love only Krishna. But what people are doing, just they are doing opposite, exactly. They love the relative and they keep relationship with Krishna only once on Sunday, or on Janmashtami, or whenever I need. So love Krishna. You have relationships for husband like husband, with father like father. Then what is the moral course? You follow those. But love is only for Krishna. This is a very simple sadhana. Prem, Bhagavan se, Bhagavan sansar se. Prem for Krishna and Vyavahar means dealings with the world. Businessmen like dealing, it will be a good dealings. Even Bhagavatam in 7th canto, it's very interesting in family life. Yes, yes, whenever the householder, they say yes, 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 do only what Krishna wants you to do. Say everybody, yes, what you are saying is very nice, okay. But do what Krishna wants you to do. Then don't disturb them, but don't really get it away by them. This is a very interesting thing. This is Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad, Krishna is speaking this. Narada is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj, just for that. No problem. much it will be understood. So third chapter's name is Karma Yoga, action in Krishna consciousness. This is the overview of chapter 5, number 1. 1 to 6 words, Karma Yoga versus Karma Sannyas. So Karma Yoga here means Nishkama Karma Yoga, which is called interchangeably called devotional service or action in Krishna consciousness. Okay? And Karma Sannyas means Samkhya Yoga. Karma Sannyas means Gyan Yoga. Okay, you put three names. Karma Sannyas means Gyan Yoga. Karma Sannyas means Samkhya Yoga. And Karma Yoga means action in Krishna consciousness. Or Nishkam Karma Yoga or devotional service. Okay? So this Karma Yoga means Nishkam Karma Yoga or action in Krishna consciousness or devotional service. And Karma Sannyas means literally means giving up karma, which means Jnana. It is Jnana Yoga, which in this chapter is also called Samkhya Yoga. What it is called? Samkhya Yoga. Now, next set of verses 7 to 12 explain what is Nishkam Karma Yoga. Nishkam Karma Yogi who is situated in knowledge. Nishkam Karma Yogi who is situated in knowledge. The next set of 3 to 16, there is some relationship Ishwar, Jeev and Prakriti. And then the message of verses 17-26 which says, Vijayan of a Gyani, the one who is in knowledge, or Paramatma Vadi, one yogi who meditated on Paramatma, what is his vision? And then the two verses is introduction to Jnana Yoga. So by now, how many yoga at least you have learned? Only in words. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, now the third is coming, Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga in third chapter we have done, Jnana Yoga in the fourth chapter. Now at the end of the fifth chapter there is a little introduction to, and the whole sixth chapter is Jnana Yoga. Whole sixth chapter is Jnana Yoga. Is it okay? Ashtanga Yoga is a Jnana Yoga, which leads ultimately to the Samadhi, which means seeing the Paramatma within the eye. Okay, this is the last verse of this chapter.
Okay, second chapter is
Jnana Yoga. This second chapter is a every chapter's glimpse is in the second chapter.
And chapter 2, we read
Transcendental Knowledge, yeah.
Here, Jnana Yoga means what?
Generally, yeah, therefore, Jnana Yoga here means Paramatma, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, all are in the Jnana Yoga. Who get some skill, we will see. Generally, Jnana Yoga means that Karma Yoga is very clear. We have discussed something. Again, we will do the yoga later. Then we will make it clear.
Basically, in chapter 4, Krishna is describing some Karma Yoga.
But what is the name of the fourth chapter?
Samadhi.
All the yoga leads to transcendental knowledge. In work, in karam, when renunciation and knowledge appears, then it is called Jnana Yoga. Karma plus renunciation and knowledge, then it is called Jnana Yoga. Renunciation of the fruits of the karma and knowledge about the supreme knowledge, when it increases, then that state of karma yogi is now transferred to the jnana yoga. That is completely separate system. Then direct, it can go, you can go direct from anywhere. But this was separate. The last of this chapter is one verse that Prabhupada used to call peace formula. This verse may be for you to memorize. This verse may be a force for memorization. How many of you know this verse? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvabhukaparishwaram swaryam sarvabhukaram jyatvamam shantivresi. So this chapter is over. You finish the last verse? Bhokta. I am the enjoyer. Bhokta.
What's your bhokta, sir? What Krishna is eating?
Bhokta means one who eats, huh?
What is eating? Yajna and tapasya. When you are doing sankirtan and when you are chanting Hare Krishna, he is eating. He is resting there. And tapasya, when you are sitting like this and studying Bhagavad Gita, he is eating there. You understand? What is bhokta of what? Yogi and tapasya. He likes these two things. So sit peacefully and make a plate for Krishna because he gave you a plate at what? 1:50. Now 3:30 you play, make a plate for Krishna. Let him enjoy your tapasya. Okay? Tapasya means sitting peacefully and hearing Krishna Katha. Karma yogi action and Krishna consciousness, karma sannyas yoga. This is the name in either the Gita generally, which are in the market. The fifth chapter's name is karma sannyas yoga. Just for the preachers, when people say karma sannyas yoga, which means separate fire. So see what is a glimpse here. Outwardly performing all actions, but inwardly renouncing their fruits. The wise man, purified by the fire of transcendental knowledge, attains peace, detachment, forbearance, spiritual vision and bliss. This is the summary of the whole book, fifth chapter. From Bhagavad Gita as it is, content page. You ever read the content page? So read the content page about chapter 5. It is there. Chapter 5, content page. See, you never read the content page. So I just put here simply to remind every word as a meaning. Outward performance is there, see? You found it? Chapter 5? Content page, chapter 5. Huh?
Yes.
So solid. Can you see? Very solid in the content page, chapter 5. This is the summary of the chapter 5. Everything is there. Okay? What we got in chapter 4? Hare Krishna, what we got in chapter 4? Karma yoga and sacrifice result in
And chapter 5 is description of jnani. Connection between chapter 4 and 5. Now see here. Ananda Gopinath read this. So he was worried about the contradiction between the two statements in the last verse, of last part of the chapter. What is this verse? Chapter 40, say verse 41. Who will read this? Yes. Satakshi. Huh? Okay, Satakshi, go on, read it.
Verse 41 of the last chapter, he spoke of renouncing karma.
So Arjun is saying to Krishna, this is Arjun is speaking to Krishna, what is he saying?
Renouncing karma by jnana.
Renouncing karma by jnana, okay.
Arising from karma yoga.
Yoga sannyasa karma, okay. But in verse 42,
you again spoke of taking up karma yoga.
Stand hard with yoga and fight.
It is not possible to perform both the meditation of action and karma yoga as fight, because there is essential contradiction between the two. Just as there is a contradiction between remaining stationary and moving. Therefore, the man of knowledge should either renounce karma or perform karma yoga. Since I do not understand your
okay? This is the connection. So, 41 verse says, renounce karma and with jnana cut the bondage. We discussed this. And 42 verse, stand and fight. So, how renouncing karma and again doing karma, but this is a little confusing for Arjuna. Karma yoga versus karma sannyas. They are doing some karma. Okay, let's read the verse first, Arjun's question. This Arjun's question is very similar to the question Arjun has asked in chapter 3. Okay?
Arjun vacha sannyasam karma krishna puna yoga chanchati yatashvaya yutayo ekam.
So, sannyasam karmanam krishna. Krishna, you have told me to give up karma. Sannyas means give up. Renounce karma. Okay? Puna, again. Yoga, you told me to fight, do the work. Karma yoga. And then I have samshati, I have doubt. You understand the two lines? Is it digestion? You can understand the two lines very clearly? First you say renounce the karma. Then you are asking me to do the karma. So I have it out. This is what the two lines are. Now he is requesting. Shriya, we discussed Shriya in chapter 3. What is? What is beneficial according to the Shastra, not according to the sense, gratification, and personal desire. Tayo ekam, only one tell. Please tell me only one definition. Okay? Prabhupada has given the little summary in the purport.
You read the whole book or you get a little summary. But Prabhupada is just giving the Krishna's opinion immediately. Prabhupada is saying, Lord said that work in devotional service is better than dry mental speculation. It means karma yoga is better than jnana. So dry jnana, that's what it says first. Why? Because karma yoga is easier. So in second chapter, there is preliminary knowledge. What is the preliminary knowledge? Of the soul and its entanglement in the matter. Material body was spent. How to get out this material entanglement? By Buddhi Yoga. This is also explained in second chapter. You remember? By Buddhi Yoga. And Buddhi Yoga, and Prabhupada, what is saying? Buddhi Yoga are devotional service. In third chapter it was explained that person who is situated on the platform of knowledge no longer has any duty to perform. And in chapter 4, the Lord told us that all kinds of sacrifice was culminated in knowledge. However, at the end of the fourth chapter, the Lord advised us to wake up and fight. The institution in perfect knowledge. Therefore, by simultaneously stressing importance of both work in devotion and inaction and knowledge, Krishna has perplexed Arjuna and confused his determination. Purposely Krishna has done this. Purposely Krishna has confused Arjuna. Why? Because he wanted to give the Bhagavad Gita's message to the generations to come that action in Krishna consciousness is superior to dry knowledge. Purposely Krishna has put Arjuna in this situation. Because he wanted to, through Arjuna he wanted to give this message for the generation. The working in Krishna consciousness is superior. Why it is superior? Because senses are engaged in some work. Senses need some work to be done. If there is no positive work, then they will work negative, side. If you stop senses from working, like in jnana, then there is chance of again falling down if there is no purification. So this is Arjuna's confusion. Now, that unless we
for the Vasudev. Until there is no devotion for Vasudev, there is no chance of deliverance from bondage. That's what the last part of the translation of Bhagavatam verses. Although the mind may be engrossed in productive activities and influenced by ignorance, although, can you read this? One must develop a love for devotional service to Vasudev. Only then can one have the opportunity to get out of the bondage of material action. Although mind may be engrossed in productive activities and influenced by ignorance, but still, if one gets a little taste for Vasudev and engage in service, there is a chance for him. So then Prabhupada writes, therefore, the gyan, that knowledge, that I am not this material body, I am a spirit soul, is not sufficient for liberation. Not sufficient for liberation. Yes? Yes. Renunciation word means gyan. Yes. Only the gyan of the soul is not sufficient for this. Only. We have what is gyan and what is vigyan. So vigyan means the relationship of the soul with the supreme. So only this much gyan is not sufficient for liberation. Okay? One has to act in the status of the spirit soul, otherwise there is no escape. What it means? If you are soul, then what is the activity of soul? Soul is always active. By nature, soul is active. And therefore, soul must have activity. It can never stop. That's what the whole purpose is, that the whole message is. What is this comment? Baladev Vidya Bhushan's comment on this verse. Read, Prabhu. Read this comment. Quality.
As by Arjun, the Lord spoke, Buddha Gandhi's fifth great book, Deity Liberation. But Karmyog is better than Gyan.
So Gyan-yog means Karma Sanyas, okay? The meaning is this. What is the meaning? This is Baladev Vidya Bhushan. And Prabhupada has offered his comment, this Gita to Baladev Vidya Bhushan. Read, Prabhupada.
The meaning is this. Karma Yoga does not bear the same form as arising practicing jnana. Because of engaging jnana within it, it makes jnana extinct.
So karma has a jnana within it, therefore it is steady. Okay?
For one has renounced action because of the steadiness in jnana, if he ever fall in the consciousness, he must perform from yoga, karma yoga, to correct the thoughts. This is the injunction of the scriptures for remedying the problem. The statements indicating the renunciation of action say that when one attains absorption in atma, then all actions lead that person to continuity. Therefore, karma yoga is better because it is easier to perform, because it is safer and because it has been done.
So this is Baladev Vidya Bhushan's commentary on this. And Srila Prabhupada has therefore given down the another quote from Bhaktisamrita Sindhu. What is called? Immature renunciation.
renunciation is complete when it is in knowledge that everything exists belongs to Krishna. That no one should claim proprietorship over anything. One should understand that virtually nothing belongs to anyone. Then where is the question of renunciation? One who knows that everything is Krishna's property is always situated in renunciation. Since everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be employed in service of Krishna. This perfect form of action in Krishna consciousness is far better than any amount of artificial religion by sannyasi of Mayavadi school. Okay, this is Krishna has simply given his opinion that Nishkama Karma Yoga with knowledge is better than simply Jnana Yoga, in which because there is no engagement and soul by nature is active, so the Jnani there is chance of fall down. But the Nishkama Karma Yoga will always purify and it is safe and it is easy. Is it clear? It is safe, it is easy, while the Jnana has a risk of falling down because soul is active and if you stop it artificially, there is a chance of falling down. So without proper purification of heart, giving up action is not advised in Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. Next, verse 3. Sannyasi, always sannyasi. You're not thirsty, he's not hating anything. Na kamshi, not in anything for anything. Na dodo, he has no duality. Sukham bandhat paramuchyate. He's very happy, no problem. Completely liberated. So translation says? What's the translation? One who? Neither hates nor desires. So who is always renounced? He never hates or desires the fruit of his action. He never hates what it means. He never desires, never hates. His name is sannyasi. Sannyasi always hates the result. And fruited people always desires. But one who is neither desiring nor hating is always sannyasi. And Prabhupada is important. The two lines are important. There is something called, yes, such person is free from duality, easily overcome material bondage and is completely liberated. So in the middle of the purport you see, such knowledge is perfect because so Krishna is whole and we are part and parcel. Such knowledge is perfect because it is qualitatively and quantitatively correct. The concept of oneness with Krishna is incorrect because part cannot be equal to whole. So this is the such philosophy which you all know. Prabhupada is here defending Vaishnava philosophy from Mayavad philosophy. Because they sometimes say then when you, there are a couple more verses which will clear it. And then the one small line at the end of the purport, can you see? Even in this material world, person is liberated if he acts in this consciousness, even in this world. Now the verse 4. Sankhya yoga prasipala pravadanti na pandita ekamapyasita samya ubayor vidyate phalam. Bala, you know Bala? Children. It is
It is like a child who has no knowledge, who thinks that Sankhya and Yoga are all different. Prasik. Sankhya means Gyan and Yoga means Karma Yoga. Prasik means they are separate. It is only the childish to say they are separate. They are not different paths. They don't lead to the different goals. Pandits, those who are learned, they don't say like that. Ekamamyata samaya. In anyone, if somebody is situated, in anyone, either Sankhya or Gyan, whichever one it takes, both will reach the Parampadam. By all Vindate Phalam, they will get the same phalam, they will get the same result. So they are not different paths, but they are the They don't give it different forms. The goal is one. There are different stages on the same path. But one is easier, simpler, and one is very difficult and risky. But result is same. Now see the problem? See the translation? Only ignorant. Ignorant here means bala, child. Bala means child, which is ignorant. Like child don't know something to how the world is working. He said, one with no knowledge, ignorant. They speak of devotional service or karma yoga as being different from analytical study of the material world, Sankhya Yoga. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these parts achieves the result of both. So same, isn't the same. Now in this we have discussed on the third chapter something Prabhupada Jiji has given one analogy. What is Sankhya Yoga means to know what is the root of the material world. And they will reach to the conclusion that Vishnu is the root of material world. Sankhya Yogi activated neti, neti, neti. This is not, this is not, this is not. But what is that? Vishnu is the root. And Karma Yogi is the result directly Vishnu. So both are reaching to the root. Which is Vishnu? Either you analytically reach to the root or simply serve the root, but you are at the same goal. Goal is same. This is what the purpose is given. Can you see the purpose of these two lines? By means of analytical study can also be attained by the devotional service. And who therefore see analytical study and devotional service to be on the same level to see things as they are. How they are same? In purport there are two lines only. You see the two lines in the purport down. In the first process, can you find the line first process? In the first process, Sankhya, one has to become detached from the matter. And in the devotional service, in the devotional yoga process, one has to attach himself to the work of Krishna consciousness. So this is the sameness. One, you detach from the world is Sankhya. You attach to the activity of the Krishna, that is karma, yoga, or devotional service. So both are same ultimately. But that's what both are doing the same thing. There's no difference.
Actually, both processes are the same. As the supervision is one person appears to involve detachment, the other person appears to involve attachment. Detachment from matter and attachment to the Krishna are one and the same. And this is the sixth verse. We have some comment. Let us read this verse. Yes. Sankhya, which is in the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Kapil Dev, is actually nothing but devotional service. That Sankhya philosophy, which is in the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, full Sankhya philosophy, five chapters, 25 chapters onward, all this is the, on that day we heard Garbhagavan Maharaj saying, the greatest instruction given by Krishna directly to the Uddhava in Bhagavatam, there is many chapters, almost more than 20 chapters. Uddhava Sandesh. 6 to 29. Chapter 6 to 29. Continuously is Krishna is speaking. 6 to 29. How many chapters? 6 to 29? 24 chapter is Uddhava Gita. And 18th chapter is Arjun Bhagavad Gita. That Uddhava Gita is the greatest teaching of Krishna and Bhagavatam. Number two, the greatest teaching is a Kapil Dev to the Vadadevuti. That is also elaborate Sankhya philosophy, ending up in devotional service. So Sankhya philosophy is still we have. Like Bhaktivedanta Institute. They are ISKCON Institute. They are doing Sankhya physics. The physics is Sankhya. In order to study. And they try to preach that this is the also reaching to the same goal which we are reaching. So this is only the highest, at the highest stage both are the same. Not for ordinary people, they cannot understand. So ultimately all the devotees have also jnana. You know, devotion, bhakti and two children. You know the two children of bhakti? Jnana and vairagya. The two children means two. Phal. Phal means result also. The two results of the devotional service are jnana and vairagya. Nijvairaga Vidya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach Nijvairaga Vidya. Vairaga means renunciation. And Jnana are these are the two byproducts of bhakti. Vairaga Vidya is bhakti yoga. So that bhakti yoga is Vairaga Vidya. And it has a knowledge of Krishna. So bhakti is not sentimental. Bhakti contains jnana and vairagya. It contains, these are the two, in Mahatma, the glory of Bhagavatam, these two are called the son of bhakti. Bhakti Devi has two sons. One son is called jnana. The other son's name is vairagya. And they both become old in Vrindavan. They don't become old in Vrindavan. This is so six, chapter six. Oh sorry, verse six. We'll do one or two more verses. Chapter. Sanyasastu Mahabaho Dukamasu Mayogada. Sanyasastu Mahabaho Dukkha Martam Ayogatam. Merely renouncing all activities yet not engaging in devotional service of the Lord cannot make one happy. artful person engaged in devotional service can achieve supreme without delay. Yoga yukta muni brahma na chiranadi gacchati. Very quickly attain the brahma, the supreme. And in this verse, there is difference between the two sannyasis. So you have to tomorrow find out in your copy at home, but what is the difference between the Mayavada sannyasi and Bhagavad or Panchavata sannyasi. If you read the purport, there are 5-6 points between the two types of sannyasis. And let's see the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this verse. Yes, Prabhu, you just read it.
Sannyas is suffering for the jnani. Jnani is his purity in his heart. Karma yoga, however, is
the devil. This is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is coming. Okay?
The intended meaning of what was spoken earlier is made clear. Because without performing karma yoga, which can pacify the disturbance of the heart, sannyas may give rise to suffering if it is accepted of proper qualification. Thus it is said by the writer of the
Vartika,
one sees sannyasis who are absorbed in sense gratification in their human minds, fallen from arguing, who are contaminated shelters of spiritual life.
What is the meaning? I don't know. What is this?
Personified Vedas also says, Yadina Samutvada Yadina Yadina Vridhi Kama Yadna. Members of the renounced order fail to offer with the last traces of material desires in their hearts, remain impure, and thus you should not allow them to understand.
So Krishna does not allow them to understand him. They don't understand Krishna.
Bhagavatam also says, one has not control the six forms of illusion, lust, anger, greed, excitement, false pride, and intoxication. His intelligence, the leader of the senses, is extremely attached to material things, with direct knowledge and attachment, who adopts the sannyas order of life to make a living, who denies the worshipful demigod, his own self and the Supreme Lord within himself, thus ruining all the principles, and he is still affected by material contamination, he's deepened and lost both in his mind.
Therefore,
the jnani, engaging in nishkama karma yoga yuktana, quickly attains karma.
Okay, got it. So, this verse, let us be finished here today, say by verse 6. Can we read it proper and see the difference between the two sannyasis?
That's it.
Not here in our proper, okay? There are two classes of sannyasis. A person is renounced order of life. Mayavad sannyasis are engaged in the study of Sankhya Punasati. Whereas the Vaishnava sannyasis are engaged in the study of Bhagavatam Punasati. Mayavad sannyasis also study the Vedanta Sutra, but use their own commentary. Whose commentary? Sarita Bhashya, by written by Shankaracharya. The student of the Bhagavad school are engaged in devotional service of the Lord according to what is Pancharatrika regulations? What is Pancharatrika? What is the meaning of Pancharatrika? Panch means fire, Ratrika means night. Narada was instructed by Narayana Rishi in worshipping the Supreme Lord in 5 nights. And then Narada has compiled a Pancharatrika Vidhi, which we follow in daily worship and all our devotional activities. So we follow Pancharatrika Vidhi given by Narada. And Narada was instructed by Narayana.
And then, therefore, the Vaishnava Sannyas, there are multiple engagements in transcendental service seminar. The Vaishnava Sannyas has nothing to do with the material activities. And yet they perform various activities for the devotional service. For the Mayavada Sannyas, he engages in the studies of Sankhya and Vedanta and speculation. Cannot run into transcendental service. Because their studies become very tedious. They sometimes become tied up Brahman speculation. And thus they take shelter of Bhagavatam without proper understanding. This is very common now. You can see so many Mayavada Sannyasis is singing Bhagavatam everywhere. In India, most of the Bhagavatam speakers are Mayavada Sannyasis. Most Bhagavatam speakers are Mayavada Sannyasis. And they are speaking Bhagavatam without proper understanding. And people hear from them Bhagavatam. Bona fide Prabhupada, Bhagavatam speakers are hardly few. But mostly all Bhagavatam speakers are Mayavada Sannyasis. And without proper understanding, this Prabhupada's realization. Consequently, the study of Srimad Bhagavatam becomes troublesome. Have a guarantee to go to them to guard it. Where, how the Mayavada Sannyasi fall down? What Prabhupada is saying? Fall down means, instead of Brahma Chintan, they come and open the hospital. They are Sannyasis. They come and they do the what they are doing. Philanthropically and altruistic nature, which are nothing but a material thing. They come and open the hospital. Many sannyasis are out in the schools and hospitals, and they come there. So they don't have activities, they are material activities. So this is the difference of the two sannyasis in this whole purpose. And then the last line says, after many births. They will come to Krishna consciousness after many births. So here we end for today's fifth verse. Tomorrow we will finish this. Any question or comment or something? Some discussion?